And now, as part of our occasional series, Americans Abroad, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Hanoi on one young woman who's pursuing a career in television news in an unlikely place.
Straight out of school with a degree in broadcast journalism, Louisa Huynh faced the classic new grad dilemma. Take an entry-level job at a small station in a small market, far from the bright lights of the big city, or try something different. She opted for column B and wound up at Communist Vietnam's state-run television network, VTV.
It wouldn't be your most conventional route, I would say no.
Nor was it a route she'd envisioned taking. In fact, she'd more or less decided to give up on finding a job in TV and to go to law school instead. But then she and her brother came here on vacation to the country where her parents grew up. And while in the capital, Hanoi, Louisa asked a family friend to let her know if he heard about any TV jobs here. Several weeks later, back in Seattle, temping as a paralegal, she got the call. VTV wanted her resume. And a few weeks after that, she was sitting in the VTV director's office in Hanoi for her interview.
I was under the impression that he's going to tell me what this job is going to be all about, the possibility of me coming here and working. But he wanted me that afternoon to go out and get some little photographs so that they could make up an entry pass for me to get into the station, and then I would start that Monday.
She needed a little more time than that, of course, and went back to Seattle to tie up loose ends before coming back to Hanoi and her new job late last year. VTV started her off slowly to see what she could do. They quickly figured out she could do plenty.
Hello and welcome to VTV News. I'm Louisa Huynh. The ongoing 10th Congress of the Vietnam Communist Party...
Louisa, the only foreigner in her department at VTV4, now anchors the English-language news there twice a week. She also has her own talk show and edits copy for the English bulletins, all this in addition to her regular duties as a culture reporter.
Had I been in the U.S. and I was doing the same thing, I got into a small market, I would still be a general reporter. I would still be covering the accident on I-5, or cat show.
Louisa and her brother were born in the U.S. after their parents, like many other Vietnamese, fled Saigon in 1975 as the war drew to a close. They eventually settled in Seattle, running a popular Vietnamese restaurant there. The war, Louisa says, was never an issue for her growing up, never talked about in her family. Her parents, she says, preferred to focus on the future, not dwell on the past.
The kind of environment that I grew up in didn't revolve around why they left. If we talk about Vietnam, if we talk about being Vietnamese, we talk about culture. You are Vietnamese, let's learn the language. You are Vietnamese, let's observe these traditions, let's observe these customs. They don't talk about this war, they don't talk about any kind of suffering or anything like that. It just wasn't.
Her Vietnamese is fluent, though a little strange to a northern ear. And on a good day, she says, she can pass for someone from the south, from Saigon, for instance, where things are a little more western. Louisa says she's had to tone down her Americanness, her directness a bit, in an effort to fit in better in a society where people are more reserved and more deliberate. But she says she has been warmly received by her work colleagues and by Vietnamese in general up to a point. Hers is the lament of many Viet Q or overseas Vietnamese.
Overall, I'm comfortable. I have no qualms. I haven't run into any kind of conflict or anything like that thus far. You know, in terms of work, in terms of social life, everything, it's gone pretty smoothly. But I am the American. I am, you know, I'm Vietnamese. Yes, I can speak their language. I look Vietnamese. But to them, I am the American. I am the Viet Q.
Louisa says she isn't worried how it might look on her resume to have worked for state-run television in one of the world's last communist countries. The experience she's getting, she says, is far more important. She originally envisioned staying in Hanoi for 6 months to a year. That year is almost up, and she's not at all concerned. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Hanoi.